Who has white dreadlocks?
Morgan Freeman.
Well, he's old. You have
he
white
is.
Hair when you get old.
Understand. I'm aware of the aging process. I know how that works.
And if maybe he's in a place where he couldn't wash his hair, so he got dreadlocks. Is this like Castaway 2? What
there's,
is this
no,
that he's in?
No, he's in ancient Rome. There's no excuse for
dreadlocks. Doing what?
There's never, ever, 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 ever an excuse for dreadlocks.
Is he in Ben-Hur?
He is not Ben-Hur.
Is he in Ben-Hur?
He is in Ben-Hur, yes.
Okay. I guess that was my question. Like, I missed the part what movie he was in. Yes. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I apologize.
Natalie Portman's done with Marvel movies as far as she knows.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's a good topic, but no one really cares.
Because it's Thor.
A, it's Thor, and B, it's Jane from Thor.
Right. It's Thor's girlfriend.
Just right.
Like, just like, you know who wasn't in Civil War? Pepper Potts. You know who cared? Nobody.
What do we got? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I wasn't writing any of them down.
I'll write it down right now. I'm sorry.
Hopefully you're paying attention, because I don't remember anything.
I remember white dreadlocks.
No.
Natalie Portman has white dreadlocks.
Nope.
She married Morgan Freeman because of his white dreadlocks.
Incorrect.
I think we're good. One, two, three, go.
Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to episode 201 of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Randy had decided that 200 was a round number, and he said, fuck off, Geek Legacy, and he went off to greener pastures, but he'll be back next week. He'll regret this. But anyways, I got Justin here as always, and standing in for Randy, the handsome, the ever-effervescent, the amazingly Jurassic, Felix. How you doing today?
Ooh, that's high praise. I'm doing well. Doing well, Dave.
How you doing, Justin?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. That's How good. Are you?
I'm pretty good. I had a pretty swell weekend. Did you guys have a good weekend? Anything fun? See any movies?
No, I didn't.
I don't think anybody did, judging by the box office this weekend.
I think the entire cast of Suicide Squad just went and saw it again to make some money.
They're big enough cast. Yeah. Three new movies this week. War Dogs, Kubo and Two Strings, and Ben-Hur. And best they could do is 3, 4, 5, respectively. Suicide Squad, number one at the box office with $20 million. Sausage Party, number two with $15 million. And then War Dogs, Kubo, and Ben-Hur. Are you guys surprised that these newcomers couldn't overcome the other two films?
Mm-mm. I think they're all terrible. August is a rough month for movies, man.
It's true.
It's the end of the summer.
You get one shot, and it's usually the first weekend in August.
Right, where Suicide Squad came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw War Dogs. I love Todd Phillips. It was a fun film. I recommend it. I think it's definitely better than Suicide Squad. And judging on the early reviews that have been heard, it's definitely better than Ben-Hur. You know, Justin wants to see it because he's a big fan of white dreadlocks.
Yeah. I am. I don't like dreadlocks. I don't like dirty hair. I shampoo every day whether I'm supposed to or not. It might be damaging, but I like to feel fresh.
Yeah, I'm with you. Plus, dreadlocks smell like poop.
Mm.
Do they?
They do.
Why are you sniffing dreadlocks? Yeah,
because they walk by you. I'm not walking up like sniffing them like I'm a dog or something like that.
Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah,
they walk by. That's cool. I don't have dreadlocks.
I don't either.
Yeah. Felix does. He's got like long dreads.
Oh, yeah.
Like predator dreads.
Ooh, now we're talking.
I don't think any of us could pull it off.
I like predators.
Sounds like a challenge. Everyone at Geek Legacy is going to grow out their dreads and have a dreads contest.
No way.
7 years from now.
I'm out right now. I quit the competition.
It's like Kramer in that one episode. Like, I'm out! Yeah. But, yeah, kind of a weak week in the box office. Ben, Pete's Dragon. It's number six. Then Bad Moms. Jason Bourne. The Secret Life of Pets, which is the world's great tragedy that movie's made $346 million in the U.S. because it's terrible. But Hell or High Water, it expanded to to I think 400 or what's it 472 theaters. So hopefully it'll get another like national expansion because that movie is definitely good. So yeah, and anything on that list excites you at all, Justin? Because I'm assuming you've only seen Suicide Squad on this list
for the top 10 movies,
yeah,
or for what opened this week or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, no, nothing.
Felix, anything?
Well, I guess Sasha's Party. I'm sorry. I was supposed to see Sasha's Party. I didn't get around to it.
No, that's fine. What are you, Felix? Anything in that top 10 excite you?
Nope, no, not a damn thing. I still haven't seen Suicide Squad yet.
You're better off. Have you seen Batman and Robin?
Yes.
You've seen Suicide Squad, then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
No way. I think that is a disservice to Batman and Robin. I'd say it's insulting. I will watch Batman and Robin right now, but I can't say the same for Suicide Squad. Although, I will say that my friends are watching it, that's not Felix, and they're loving it. Like fucking shout-outs to Andrew K. and Mr. Jordan V. Those two sons of bitches loved it.
Absolutely love it.
Loved it, loved it, loved it. They have Joker tattoos all over their bodies now.
Are they on the spectrum, maybe, and it's the flashing lights were joyful for them?
No. I mean, Andrew considers himself a film buff, and he likes movies, and he appreciates movies and storytelling, and he goes gaga for your buddy Nolan, and I think he looked at it differently. He heard all the negative praise. Or not a regular praise, a negative criticism, and then he had nothing but praise after he watched it.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, Andrew. I know you're not on the spectrum. Well, I hope you're not, but, you know. It's art. You know, people see art differently.
That's the cool thing about it.
Yeah, some people like the Mona Lisa. Some people think it's an overrated piece of shit. Justin, you've seen it. What are you weighing on?
it was a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be, that's for sure. It's like a 12 by 12. It's actually more like an 8.5 by 11. It really? Is like on a sheet of paper. It is so small. Yeah, it's itty bitty. I swear to God. And I forget what I was going to say. God damn it. Oh, yeah, last week, or whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, when we talked about Suicide Squad, one of the points that we made was that it is one of those movies. You either love it or you hate it. And that's the cool thing about it is, you know, it's not a meh. It's a, oh, man, the movie fucking sucks. Or, oh, man, I actually really liked it. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, so, I mean, even though I thoroughly disliked the film, there were definitely parts that I enjoyed. Like, there were moments of joy that I enjoyed, and I laughed out loud. And I love Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn. I love Will Smith's Deadshot, and I love Viola Davis's Amanda Waller. So, I mean, those three redeemed the film for me, but it's not something I think is good. But, you know, to each their own. Chercher la femme. That's what that means, right?
I don't even know what you just said. Yeah. Shushane off them?
I did not say that.
Speaking another language?
Though? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't speak Pokemon, and I don't speak Dave.
You don't speak Pokemon?
Oh. You sent me a fun text today, though, that made me laugh.
Oh, an epic autocorrect fail?
Yeah. It was funny. I have no idea what it said, though.
I right here. It was... It was with you and Randy.
Gotcha. I'm oil tingly then.
Yeah. Well, you said you're working overnight and you couldn't do the podcast every day. I said, gotcha. I'm oily tingly then. And I'm like, I'm cool. Which was, I'm cool tonight. That like just auto corrected to oblivion.
So weird. Siri is a nut job. She just likes to start fights.
Yeah. Or make you feel good, because you had a good chuckle out of it.
I did. I laughed. My titties jiggled up and down.
Oh, I'm good. I'm glad I could bring you such joy.
I am a fat.
Nah, you're sex.
Ooh. Speaking of sex, how about...
Go with it. I'm with you.
I was going to say, how about the sweet dreadlocks, but we already talked about him.
Speaking of sex, Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't have too often on the movies.
No, it's sad.
She does in real life. She was pregnant once.
She was.
Yeah.
She had like Luke and Leia.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I like that part when they just show the baby. And she's like, Luke. I just thought of it. Leia. Yeah, those are some good names. I'm going to die now.
Well, she dies before Leia comes out. Like they take Leia out like after she's like comatose, dying.
Oh.
Which is funny because in the original trilogy, Leia says she remembers her mother, and Luke has no memory of his mother. But Luke's really the only one who met his mom for a millisecond.
Oh yeah, how does that even work? Maybe she just thinks that she met her.
Yeah. Like maybe she's thinking about liar. Maybe she's thinking about Bail Organa's wife.
And she just left. She's like, I don't want to raise this kid. You brought me this baby, and I don't even want it. And then she left.
The original Jon Snow scenario.
Yeah. She is pissed.
Yeah.
She's like, just because you're flying to different planets and shit don't mean you get to be bringing home the babies.
Yeah. I know you're telling me you just found a baby.
Yeah.
Some green Muppet gave you a baby. I think you're full of shit. I think you fucked this bitch. Mm. What about Natalie Portman, though, since you brought her up?
She doesn't want to be in Marvel movies anymore. Well, I don't know if that's true, but she thinks that her Marvel movies are finished, and the folks at Marvel are like, we don't really have a part for her right now. And she was complaining the whole time she was in them anyway, so who gives a shit?
Well, she liked the first one. She just didn't realize that being in one meant she had to be in like 1,000.
Right. That's the way it works. When you sign on the line which is dotted that the mouse presents in front of you, you are fucked. She's lucky she's not a fixture and it's a small world, for crying out loud.
Might just nail her feet to the ground and say, sing!
Exactly. So I'm cool with that. I don't really need any more Jane in my movies. It's fine.
It does not affect me. I mean, I love Natalie Portman, obviously, but it's like, the Thor movie will be just as good with or without her. Mm-hmm. Now you're not going to have her. You won't have Renee Russo. It's getting rid of all the ladies.
I think this one has the potential to be the best one.
Because it has the Hulk?
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be on some crazy other planet and all kinds of crazy bullshit going on. I don't know. I think it could be fun.
Are they doing the whole Planet Hulk?
Yeah, Hulk got teleported. He was trying to grab Thor's hammer, and Thor was on another planet, and he called for it. And while Hulk was holding on to it, it just pulled him all the way to the other planet.
Oh,
this sucks.
Yeah,
your plot is better than what they're going to do, I'm sure. As we'll Marvel films typically go.
I think he's gonna get in a ship, and then it's gonna. And it's gonna take off and go to space.
I don't think we're gonna know. I don't think we're gonna know how he got there. I think Thor's gonna show up, and then he's gonna show up at his gladiator planet that he's been banished to, and he's gonna have to do battle. He's gonna kick everyone's ass, and they're like, "Bring out the champion!" It's gonna be the Hulk, and he's gonna be like, "Fuck, now this is what I've been waiting for."
Mm-hmm.
Trying just to beat this puny god.
I don't know. I'm excited for it.
More excited than Guardians of the Galaxy being in the Avengers?
Probably not. I like Guardians of the Galaxy. Although, it has the potential to be just too much. Like, you know how we always say, you know, super villain fatigue when you watch, like, a Spider-Man movie or something? What if there's just too many goddamn heroes in this movie and it just loses its gusto? Is that a possibility?
Oh, yeah, it's a total possibility. But I think the Avengers 4 is kind of like the end of Marvel movies as we know them. I mean, they'll still continue, obviously, but I think this is going to be the last go-around. I don't think post this, we'll see Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., any of these original like heroes, like the Thors of the world and stuff like that. I think this will be their final swan song, and so I think it's going to be cool to see all of them just come together in this big old, like, just battle royal, like, superhero spandex orgy, and then just go out in a bang. And I hope, like, half of them die, and I hope there's real consequences. And then, you know, they get to rebooting Iron Man with somebody else.
Miles Morales.
I think that's Spider-Man.
Everyone's pushing for the Miles Morales. They'll just put him in an Iron Man suit.
There you go. Yeah. He gets to be another hero.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have the rights to Spider-Man right now, guys. He's going to be Iron Man. We own that guy.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Sorry, I meant Spider-Man.
So Spider-Man. So that's an interesting point. So let's just say that we're done with the Avengers as we know it, but maybe we still get more Guardians, or we have Spider-Man to look forward to. Maybe there will be the new Doctor Strange. Maybe this is their segue to introduce new characters.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're going to use that. I think the Phase 4 characters are going to be the characters that carry on past the fourth Avengers movie. I think Black Panther, you could even probably lump the Guardians in there. They'll probably stick around for a little bit. Your Doctor Strange, your Captain Marvel, your Ant-Mans, your Wasps. I think all of them, I think they will carry over, like your Visions, maybe even your Scarlet Witches.
No. I'll take Black Widow. She's my favorite.
I bet she goes away too. I think that anyone who, all the people that were in the first Avengers will go away after the fourth Avengers.
They all retire.
Yeah. A couple of them die.
Why do you want to kill everybody all the time?
Because they're having this world conquering event, shit's going to happen.
There's got to be consequences.
Yeah.
No, it's comics. They come back to life.
It's like you got to kill Han Solo in Star Wars just to make it feel like, oh, people do die in these movies.
Exactly.
Spoiler alert. I feel like the biggest asshole. My brother just saw episode 7 like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, you're giving me a bad name, Michael. I'm like, I feel like a terrible uncle because like my nephew is like all into Star Wars. And I'm like, you didn't take him to see the movie? I'm like, oh. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? I would have come and picked him up and taken him.
Instantly.
Does your brother think you're a total nerd? Because he's not into this shit like you are, right?
No, I mean, he's into it as much as like most people. I'm just into it more. Mm. I mean, I think he thinks it's cool because, made a career out of it type thing, reporting on entertainment and stuff like that. So at least I found a way to like monetize it.
Right.
I'm not someone like in a basement or something like that, just fucking trolling the internet.
Well, that's because we don't have basements in California.
That's true. I'm not someone in like my Andes in my garage. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Or are you?
I am.
There's a reason there's no video on this podcast.
That's right. Well, from the top up, I look perfectly dressed. As long as I don't have to get up to get a drink of water or something like that, and then you see my balls hanging off.
You know what's funny? I listened to the show last week, and there was this part where you were talking about swinging your penis around like a fan, and then he sprayed water into it. And like I started talking, so I missed you say spray water into it, and I just started laughing. I was washing my hands when I was listening to it. It's right at the very beginning. I was like, fucking Edmondson. Loved it.
It's like a mister.
And I totally missed it. I'm so sad about that. I apologize, but that was hilarious. I love it.
You would have had a witty comeback.
I know. And I was already in thought.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What else about comic books and movies is exciting you?
Oh, my God. Mr. Michael Peñapasta. He's the good one. He has he's the joke maker and storyteller in the Ant-Man movies.
Yeah.
And he was an absolute delight, like the movie. And we're going to get more of him in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Love it.
Perfect. I do too. I'm very excited about this.
I like that he's a good friend. Like in superhero movies, you like everyone who's like your friend always ends up kind of like screwing you over or like being jealous or like hateful. Like he's just all like, yeah, let's do this, Scott. Let's do it. And he's all like, I'll help you and stuff like that. And I really like, he's a real good sidekick.
Remember when Bobby Drake's brother calls the police on him for being a mutant?
No.
It's like the opposite.
Yeah.
He went the other route.
Yes, this is the antithesis of that.
What an asshole.
Two sides to every Schwartz.
Yeah.
I'm excited he's back.
I'm excited too. I like Ant-Man. I thought that was good.
No, he was definitely a highlight of the first movie, so.
Was that last year's August movie? Was that when Ant-Man came out last August?
Did it come out last August? No.
I think it was...
Was it July?
What other Marvel movie came out last year? Oh, no, yeah. It must have been, because Avengers...
No, it was July. It was July 17th.
Yeah, and Avengers was May.
God, I wonder what last year's August movie was. Bothering me that I don't know.
I don't know. Is it going to bother you as much as Black-Suited Spider-Man? Or Black-Suited Superman?
Oh, man. Oh, it depends. Is Superman going to be in this crazy other world trying to fight back to get to the our time? Isn't that how it works?
I don't know.
I don't remember. When he died, he was like, it was all these crazy crossovers, and he had to read like Green Lantern 75 or some bullshit for it to make sense. It was horrible. And then Superman, whoa, comes back to life. How exciting. Yeah. So, exactly. Henry Cavill tweets, he tweeted a photo of what looks like a black Superman suit. Mm. With the caption, "Where's my super suit?" And I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm sure it'll work out as good as it did in Spider-Man 3.
Mm.
Which I also watched recently, and it is.
Do they even explain how he gets the black suit at the beginning? They don't, yeah. Do they? He just has it?
No, there's like a meteor. Like him and Mary Jane are like in the park watching like meteor showers. Like
in a big web, right?
In an enormous web.
Like yeah, that's right. That's
and,
right.
The meteor falls and like this black goo like attaches itself to his license plate.
That is some funny shit.
It's
been a while since I've seen that. Jeez.
Yeah, it's not good. And like Kirsten Dunst is a total cunt in this movie.
Easy.
And she is. Her first line of like the movie is like her talking about like, you know, I hate that like critics are like so critical and mean and this and that, and like Peter's like, you just gotta, you can't let it get to you, you know. Like a lot of people talk shit about Spider-Man. She's like, this isn't about you, Peter, it's about me.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I hate you. I hope you die in this movie.
She didn't.
No, she didn't.
Huh.
And then we got the skitty boobop scene.
Oh yeah. Jeez. Where he's like, he's flipping his collar and scooting about in the little club.
Yeah, and he plays the piano at one point.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Oh, my God.
What a great movie.
It is so bad.
I remember seeing it in the theater and thinking it was awful. And then when I was on a cruise, it was that time of the cruise where you hit the choppiest water in the world and your whole boat just feels like it's going to sink. And so I went and watched Spider-Man 3.
He thought, if I'm going down, I'm going down. I'm going down.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no, because when you were on the deck, you were just wishy-washing all over the place, and you couldn't even put a drink on the table because it was just sliding back and forth, so I just went and laid on the bed.
Right, because you figured if the boat sank, it would only be the second worst thing to happen that day.
Yeah. Spider-Man 3 being the worst?
Yes. So, right? And just to put your mind at ease, last August... the Fantastic Four came out on August 7th.
Oh.
But then on the 14th came The Man from U.N.C.L.E., a criminally underrated film, and Straight Outta Compton, which was an amazing film, one of my favorites of last year.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
So I would say Straight Outta Compton was probably the August movie breakout movie last year.
I'm sorry, The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Mm-hmm. This is the Guy Ritchie with Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah. And Magneto, right?
Yeah, Fassbender.
Yeah.
Yeah, where one's like a Russian spy and one's like a British spy.
Oh. Do they trade places? One has to be rich and one gets to be poor?
No, that's Trading Places.
Oh.
The Eddie Murphy movie from the 80s. Also a great film, but great for different reasons.
You know who else is in that movie? Is Jared Harris. And he is my favorite from Fringe.
Mm.
He was David Robert Jones.
He was. Is he in, what is he playing in Trading Places?
I don't know, I just saw his name.
Oh. Well, alright.
Probably some asshole named Fitzy or something. Let me see. Sanders! I was close. He looks like a Fitz.
Fitzy.
Hey, your buddy Armie Hammer's in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Why is he my buddy?
You like Lone Ranger.
I do not. I like them as like the Wundelvoss twins.
Winklevoss?
Whatever. They winkle for you, they wonder for me. He plays both of them.
Did somebody say wonder?
Jeez. It's an illusion.
What do you mean he plays both of them?
He plays both twins.
No, they have two. They get real twins for that.
No.
Yeah.
No, look it up.
Remember in Terminator 2?
Was this in Terminator 2?
The security guard.
Yeah, that wins that gets the thing in the cup.
Yeah.
Gets the coffee.
Like, oh, must be my lucky day. Yeah.
Stabbed in the face.
I think he might even be in Gremlins 2 as twins.
and tweens.
and tweens. Oh, that's so great.
Ah, lie.
Thoughts of Tina Lee. Oh, shit. Where was that Comic-Con we were just singing that stupid song?
Yes. Yeah.
God. and twins.
Yeah. I don't even remember why I got brought up.
Army Hammer is both Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss.
No, that's
and then a guy named Josh Pence was a stand-in when they were both on screen at the same time, and they digitally added Army Hammer's face to him.
So rude.
It is rude, because this Josh Pence is a perfectly handsome man.
Mm. Army Hammer just sounds like a porn star name.
It does.
It does.
Like, he could make money.
Yeah, dollar bills.
It's not making any, all his movies are not doing so good.
He was in that Mirror Mirror movie.
Yes, that, he is.
crushed it.
He's in Birth of a Nation. I think everyone associated with Birth of a Nation
come
Oscar season will be big deals.
How big of a vagina do you need to birth a nation, I wonder?
Big. Hmm. Like,
huge.
I'm not going to say anyone's name. Somebody. Some slut.
Yikes. What if she just likes the sex, though? Doesn't make you a slut?
I think it does. That's not a bad thing.
I don't think it does. I think just being cool with your body and being safe is okay.
Is it bad to be a slut? Is that bad?
I think it has a negative connotation.
Well, to assholes, I don't think it's bad. Mm. I'm at sluts. My best friends are sluts. I'm talking to a couple of them right now.
No, I'm a pretty big slut. speaking of sluts, how about that fucking Peter Jackson? He is just terrible.
Well, no. See, sluts just have sex. Whores is what you're thinking, because they get paid.
That guy wants my money any way he can get it.
Yes.
All the money.
It's a little frustrating. I used to think he wanted it for donuts, but he lost all his weight. Maybe he needs it for diet pills.
Well, he gained it back for Lord of the Rings. He lost it all for King Kong, gained it all back for The Hobbit.
Oh. Maybe he eats all the food.
Maybe.
That they make on set. I don't know.
All the foods.
How much was this shit? $800?
$800 suggested retail price.
And what do you get? You get your own little plot of land in Hobbiton?
Nope. It's a 30 disc. You get the 30 disc Middle Earth.
What? 30 discs? Why is it 30 discs?
30 discs.
How much space fits on a Blu-ray, and why do you need 30 of them?
Well, I bet what they're doing is I bet it's not all on Blu-ray. Like I was telling you, I have the Blu-ray extended editions of Lord of the Rings, like the set, and the actual films, the three films are on Blu-rays, but they're still put on two Blu-rays, so you still have to change them midway, which fucking is stupid. But all of the supplemental materials are all on DVDs. They're not on Blu-rays. And so it's stupid. But yeah, so this is a 30-disc. There's going to be a couple different versions. The main one everyone's talking about is the 30-disc Middle-Earth 6-film limited edition, limited collector's edition for $800. There's also going to be the Middle Earth 6-film collection theatrical versions, which is just going to be like your standard like Blu-ray collection, and that's going to be $70 for DVD.
For theatrical though?
Yeah, for the theatrical. So $70 for Blu-ray, $35 for DVD. So if you want all 6 movies on DVD, it's $36, and I'm sure they'll go on sale at Target for like $25 the first week it's out. And, you know, I'm sure they'll like Black Friday deals and stuff like that. Yeah, but
cartwheel.
But yeah, that $800 mega edition, it comes with just a shitload of stuff. It's got pretty much anything that's been released on the extended editions to date. It's in a cool package. You know, I'm not going to deny that. It's not $800 cool, but it looks like this cool thing you could put on a bookshelf. I can't see who the audience is for that for $800.
No, it's. Maybe they'll have a coupon day.
To be fair, they released a Star Wars version of this. I wouldn't pay $100 for that.
No, of course not. No. Unless it came with a piece of the Death Star.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. No, piece of Alderaan.
Or like, there you go.
Like a George Lucas's toe.
No, I don't want that. That's gross. But a piece of Alderaan would be pretty good. Like if they just shipped it with a rock.
Alderaan pieces everywhere.
Oh man, I think it would have been cooler if in the special editions there was just like recognizable debris floating. instead of just rocks.
Like people.
Like people and buildings and, like, I don't know, signs. Maybe a street sign.
It's the top of a church or something like that.
Are there? What was the city that Bail Organa is from in Alderaan? Do you know the answer to that?
I want to say it's something silly like Alderaan City.
Are you kidding me?
Like, I'm 99% sure the capital of Alderaan.
Swear to God.
I don't even know that.
They're so lazy sometimes.
Well, Alderaan is never seen. Well, it's only seen as it's being destroyed.
Correct.
Right.
We don't actually see the surface.
Yeah, but Leia grew up there. She doesn't ever talk about it. Oh, man, back at home, back on Alderaan, there was this sweet 7-Eleven that used to, you know, give you hot dogs. A.M. P.M., two hot dogs for 99 cents each. I don't know. It would just be neat.
I don't think that that's ever come up.
No.
Lame. She probably hated it there.
So I'm glad you did.
Luke was raised in a little fucking mud hut, and she's in a palace.
First world, third world.
Yeah.
Yeah, no mention of the capital of Alderaan.
She probably doesn't want to feel bad. Like, oh, man, I remember when I was a kid, I used to have birthday parties, and everyone would come over, and it was amazing, and we'd had air conditioning. He's like, oh, shit, I used to eat dirt sandwiches.
Oh,
have you seen the robot chicken where they're? It's right as Vader captures them on Bespin, and they're all sitting down to eat dinner, and it's their conversation while they're eating and talking about like Alderaan and stuff like that. It's pretty funny.
No, I need to watch it.
Yeah, you know who else? She's like, you know who else had good soup? Alderaan. He's like, let it go. It's pretty fun. I'll send it to you. But yeah, the Lord of the Rings Special Edition Super Mega Box Set, it is on, these bonus features are on DVDs. Blu-rays for the movies, DVDs for the bonus content.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It features more than 2 hours of extended scenes that were carefully selected under the supervision of director Peter Jackson and more than 33 hours of theatrical and extended bonus content. That's for Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit Extended Edition features almost 1 hour of additional
films.
Wow.
No.
Also selected by Jackson, it also includes the R-rated, it makes the R-rated version of Battle of Five Armies, and more than 34 hours of theatrical and extended bonus content. Additional digital copies of the films in their theatrical and extended edition forms will be included for download on digital HD.
Wow.
Fuck that.
So each movie, I don't know, that's a lot. 35 hours? That's like somebody's work week.
Yeah. Your whole week is watching the bonus features for The Hobbit.
That's rough. You're going to
be dead by the end of it.
But the movies come in these little books if you get this collector's edition?
If you get the Super Mega Ultra Edition, I'll make sure to have it up on Geek Legacy by the time the podcast comes up. Like I said, it looks really cool. Like, if this were, like, a $150 box set, like, I would be tempted because it does look cool. Because I know that it would go on sale at some point for, like, $89.99. Mm. And it is totally worth $89.99.
I don't think it's as nearly as cool as the Amazing Spider-Man 2 Collector's Edition with Electro. The Jamie Foxx bust.
The head.
Yeah, that was hot. I don't know how much that is today.
$5.
No, it keeps going up. I swear to God, I should have bought it when it was $40. It pisses me off that I didn't.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
It's worth something?
To somebody.
Oh.
Oh, man. It's not even here anymore. You can't even get it anywhere. Everyone that has it died and they buried themselves with it.
It's like the E.T. Atari con.
Yep.
You can get it for
$22. I'm buying it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, my God. I am fucking buying this.
It's not shipped through Amazon, though. You know,
it's just buy used. $28.
Oh, no. Geez. Used. Someone's already had sex with this one.
Oh, God.
Man.
Oh, you don't. No, you don't want it. You wanted it sealed in the package.
He wants it mint.
Mint inbox. MIB.
MIB.
$50 new. Maybe I'll buy it. Brand new, ships fast, boxes slight tear on packaging.
Oh, they got a tear on the package.
Deal breaker.
Deal
breaker.
Buzzkill.
Where would you display such a magnificent...
On my mantle.
Do you have a mantle that would support Jamie Foxx's head?
I think so. I'll get those command strips and we'll make it fit. Spider-Man. And I'll like tweet... I'll take pictures next to it, like selfies, and just say, hanging out with Jamie Foxx.
On set, Amazing Spider-Man 2. So, pictures from the time I had a set visit.
Oh, God.
So good.
Terrible.
I want it so bad.
Don't do it.
Whatever, man. You buy all kinds of dumb collector's editions. I'm getting this.
No.
But has he ever bought a collector's edition for a movie he openly hated?
I didn't hate Amazing Spider-Man 2.
You're so full of shit, you did.
No, it was good.
What part was good?
Yeah. Which part?
All of it.
Jamie
Foxx. The fight with Rhino and the Spider-Man was good. I liked the part where I was really sad when
Gwen Stacy,
thank you.
Which, so sad you can't remember her name.
You can't even remember.
The blonde chick.
When she fell to her death and hit her head, spoiler alert, that was sad. And I liked when Harry Osborn kept combing his hair out of his eyes.
Mm.
That's like fucking Prince. Like, every time I comb my hair, thoughts of you get in my eyes. I bet that was his inspiration.
Probably.
I can't imagine it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Anywho.
Did you purchase your collector's edition?
Oh, no, there's a tear in the box. I don't know if the box means the box or Jamie Foxx.
There's a tear in Jamie Foxx.
Like, is that considered the box? That's what I want to know.
No, it comes in a box.
It's in a box.
Yeah, they show a picture of it if you go a little farther down. You go to the, like, French version.
Oh, it's going to come in that kind of box?
Yeah, it comes in that box.
Oh. That has a Venom figure. Oh, that's different.
You're looking at something different. I'm looking at this. Go look at it.
That.
It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like this and like that.
Did you link
it? Yeah, it's that bloop that was just in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Oh.
No. It's not. No,
that's terrible.
Nothing about that is cool.
I don't know.
That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
What are you talking about? That's fucking sweet.
I remember when this thing was announced.
He's just like in the Blue Man group. He looks amazing.
I like where the CDs are held. It's like in the back of his neck.
You could use this as an Arrested Development box set too.
Did you click on the picture that shows like how the CDs come out of his back?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Oh my.
As far as special editions go, this may be the most spectacular. It is. I remember the Dark Knight, there was like one that came in like the Batmobile or something like that.
Shit. I think they got canceled though.
Oh, did it?
One of them did. Oh no, it was the
that was the game, right?
The game, yeah. So they changed the special edition. The Batmobile was like defective; it wasn't working, so they said, "Fuck it."
I bet the Dark Knight Collector's Edition goes for a fortune.
Why does it come with the Joker?
No, it comes with the it comes in the Batmobile.
The Tumblr piece of shit.
The Tumblr piece of shit.
No way. Does it come in black?
Yeah, it doesn't
come. You could paint it. Cheap ass.
Yeah. It's like, no, it doesn't. But, you know, we can go to Earl Shine.
Yeah, we have Ghost White.
Yeah. That's all we have.
And red. People like red. But not really. I think that's it. Do you have anything to add?
That's it. I got nothing. You got anything?
Uh-uh. Fucker's got to go. Felix, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Anytime.
Again, tomorrow.
Ooh.
No, you work late, you said.
Oh, God, I know. I work 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. That'll be fun.
You could come on, we could get Randy on, and you could fill in for Justin this time.
Shit.
And the day after that, I'll find a reason why I can't be there. You can do it during the day, and then you can replace me. You can replace all three of us in like 3 days.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Might as well become a substitute.
Ooh.
Sure.
Like Peggy Hill, 3-time substitute teacher of the year.
Yeah. That's not as impressive as what you're going to be.
Ooh.
3-time podcaster substitute of the year.
Ooh. And I gotta fight the Jared for that.
Well, Felix isn't grossed out every 5 seconds like Jeff.
I'm pretty sure you guys ramp it up for poor Jeff.
Well, he sets it up and we knock it down.
He does. He does leave himself open sometimes.
He does, gaping open.
Oh.
Like, I can see, he can spread his cheeks and I can look all the way down out of his mouth. It's amazing.
He is clearly used to hanging out with a higher class of people. He's not used to hanging out with us.
I know.
He doesn't know that you can't throw pitches we can hit.
Mm-mm. We are like those coal, the people shoveling the coal in the Titanic. That's about the level we are.
You give us an open and we're going to
fill it.
We're going to fill it.
Mm-hmm. Fill the hole. With our fist.
To the brim.
Yes.
Well, on that note, make sure you listen to Jeff and Tyler on the Comic Corner podcast and tell them we sent you and that you want to lick his butthole up to his back. And make sure they're I don't even know where I'm at anymore. And there's also the Pixelated podcast with Justin and Stephen K. James, which is also great. A lot less butthole lick in there. And make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Geek Legacy, and drop us a like on this thing. You know, maybe tell your friends, rate us on iTunes, subscribe. If you do, more people will find us. iTunes has this whole crazy algorithm, so just do us a favor. Just hit the subscribe button. Never listen to us again, that's fine, but you subscribe. That's all we care about. But until next time, talk to you guys soon.